Joining me live over the phone is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with the monthly report from the City of Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County. Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Fantastic. Great day. Beautiful day.
Absolutely. I don't know what you've done to bring in this weather, but keep doing it. Whatever that is, just keep it going, will you?
Just good, clean living. That's what it is.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, appreciate the update as you come on a monthly basis. What's happening recently in Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County?
Well, we have a lot going on. We have four subdivisions in motion in Kemmer, and we're keeping our zoning board and staff very busy in trying to keep up with those. The one's coming up on the 15th. There's a final plat approval recommendation for a multifamily housing subdivision along Canyon Road in the south part of the city that has the potential to house,
Oh, looks like we just lost Brian. Let's see if we can get him back. Hey, Brian. There we go.
Now,
we got you back. That was a quick redial. Nicely done.
Thank you. There's that multifamily housing division has the potential to house hundreds of workers that are coming for constructing the Natrium plant, as well as permanent residents, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom family apartment complexes. So we're working on that one most urgently, and so things are rolling along in the zoning area. So
Brian, if I remember right from last time we had you on, is this the development that you said could potentially have, what was it? It was a large number, 600 something apartment buildings.
Well, if demand, it's going to be done in phases based on demand. But when demand is in place, it could have up to, I think, in the 900 range of apartments. So, yeah, it's very significantly sized and scoped. So yeah. I think that's we have potential for housing here, and we're working as hard as we can to make that happen. So
it is an interesting situation because, as you mentioned, you have to house all these workers that are coming in. A lot of them are temporary. So how do you find that balance between having enough housing now for the temporary workers, but then not just having a whole bunch of empty housing once that temporary influx is over?
Well, I think we, to one degree or another, we have to leave that up to the private sector, the developers. They're the ones that have to make a lot of that investment and pacing themselves based on demand. They're very cognizant that they're not going to over, that they've expressed in the zoning meetings, they're going to base everything on demand, and they're trying not to overbuild, of course. And so we do actually also have our Regency apartments. I think I might have mentioned that before. They're just finishing up 132 unit renovation and working on now another one that they're hoping to have done by the end of the year too. So they got to balance it with the marketplace, with other apartment complexes that are in business. But I think we can leave it to supply and demand and a lot of the private sector. Our job is to help to facilitate that process and work with them on the infrastructure and taking that over once it's done. Yeah. So,
well, you mentioned the infrastructure, and that's a whole nother layer of this onion, right? You build these buildings,
yes,
and then you have to have the water and the sewer, and that's already a concern even now for Kemmer and Diamondville.
Yes, I think we do have the capacity. It's the water. I think I've emphasized that we have up to a population capacity of 10,000 people for water, and the wastewater, we've got plenty for the near term growth that we're experiencing. We're working on solutions with the Joint Powers Board on addressing those needs. I think we're going to be just fine. I'm confident, based on the data that's been shared with me, that we're going to be able to handle the capacity. I mean, the challenging part is to help fund the infrastructure itself. It's not so much the capacity, but funding, putting in the water connections, the wastewater connections, the storm sewer, the curb gutter, sidewalk, and all of that. That's where the funding comes on the developer to come up with that money, that, and then they can, when they pass it over to us when they're done with it. So
It's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the air this morning for the Weekday Wake Up. Brian, how's everything else progressing in Southern Lincoln County?
Great. We actually have some, our downtown's really looking great, and we just got some more help. Madonna Long in our community has worked very hard with YDOT, and Jennifer Hoffman is one of the project managers of that YDOT project where the ADA ramps in our downtown. We have 12 new ADA ramps, so it looks great. They've finished the work mostly, and we got a whole new vibe, as I've said before, in the downtown is looking great. We're really putting a lot of time and effort, our chamber's putting time and effort into that, in the individual owners of their properties. So people are taking pride in our downtown, and I'm excited about that. There's also, of course, the penny tax is coming up. We call it the special purpose tax. It's a project-based tax. It's going to help us with over $4.5 million in road improvements that we really need, and that's coming up on the ballot soon. And so we're going to try to get more word out to the public on what that entails and which streets. For example, Elk Street is one of the big streets, and Canyon Road and Barry and Del Rio. So those are some areas that have been neglected for some time, and we want to get those done. So that's on the ballot. People should know about that opportunity to invest in their community.
Brian, along those lines, I've seen, of course, that special use tax would have a sunset date if it were to be voted in and enacted. I've seen still a lot of concern from people that don't really trust the sunset and saying that once it's in, and it just keeps getting voted back in. Once you start it, it doesn't really ever go away. Speak to that a little bit.
It's simply a project-based tax. Once the project is funded, it's done. We can't, by statute, we can't collect any more than what we've asked for. So it does sunset, for sure. That is not a concern. In fact, we, with all of the construction that's coming in, we could pay it off sooner than the 4 years that is normally planned for the project. So with all of the development going on and the revenues coming from the Natrium plant, that could help to get that paid off sooner. So I think we are very confident that it will be done once it, as far as the collection of revenue, that's by statute. So
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, on the Weekday Wake Up. Anything else, Brian, you'd like to mention today?
I just want to, yes, our crews are working hard on the streets and the storm drains, getting ready for winter, getting their snow removal equipment ready for the winter as well. We have our golf course we've been able to, because of the great weather, being able to keep it open longer and add more value to people's pass. And so we've worked hard with staff to try to keep that open as long as possible. Weather depending, it'll be open, I anticipate, all through next week and possibly more as well. It's open this weekend. Our event center is really busy and being utilized. We've got a lot of good things going on, and a new vibe in Kemmer is just how to summarize everything. We're excited.
Excellent. So. Well, that's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, with his monthly report from Kemmer and Southern Lincoln County. Brian, as always, appreciate the update, and we'll talk next month.